The New Jersey legislature was supposed to decide on a measure to legalize marijuana for recreational use this week, but Democrats couldn't muster up the votes to pass it, so they pulled the bill. In 2017, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy made legalization a cornerstone of his campaign, and on Tuesday, the governor vowed to continue to push for a change in policy.
The Senate President, the Speaker, and I, along with countless others, have worked in partnership and compromise on a bill that will move the cause of social justice forward. Change is never easy. It takes hard work, and it sometimes takes letting go of long-held opinions. Justice may be delayed, but justice will not be denied.
WNYC's New Jersey reporter Karen Rouse is with us to discuss where the state stands on recreational marijuana and why race has been a sticking point. Karen, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Tanzina.
So let's start with the basics. What is the state of pot in New Jersey today? What's legal and what isn't?
So New Jersey has medical marijuana. That's been legal for about a decade, but they wanted to make recreational marijuana legal. And the idea behind that, or the stated purpose behind that, has been that they want to address disparities in arrests between blacks and whites and brown people. So in New Jersey, according to the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, black people are arrested at as much as 3 times or more the rate of white people for marijuana use, low-level possession or distribution, even though usage rates are similar. So advocates have said that they want to legalize, and that would take away the ability of law enforcement to target black people with these arrests. Of course, Murphy has also talked about this being a big revenue raiser and a job creator.
So I was going to ask you, I mean, I'd love if you could explain to us what the sticking points are for both parties on this issue, because at first glance, given what you just described, it feels like it could be something that's good for business and for some sort of criminal justice reform, if you will. So how partisan of an issue has this become?
The division is not so much partisan as it is probably more on moral grounds, because when you look at how it breaks down, you have older black legislators, you have younger black legislators, you have some white legislators who are very much against this. People have very deep personal beliefs, long-held beliefs, personal convictions about this, and it's not something that they are easily willing to give up. You know, it's not something where you can say, like, hey, if you support me, we'll give you something for your district. This is very personal to them. And it's interesting because you have that argument that this will be something that helps black people, you know, from those who are advocating. But then some of those older black legislators or those who are opposed, they come from some of the most hardest hit urban areas in New Jersey, places that have been hit hard by the war on drugs. And they see this as something that will create more harm to those neighborhoods that already are hit with, you know, alcohol or tobacco ads. They don't want to see cannabis businesses in their downtown. They feel like it'll create more addicts. So there is a real split there.
What about younger legislators? Are they in favor of it? Is this more a generational divide?
I think as a whole, you know, the younger people are a little bit more accepting. But I have seen younger legislators who are opposed to this. Now, on the Republican side, you know, there is some opposition more on the tax issue. They feel like the tax is too high to really run out the black market. But other than that, I see more of this being a moral issue. The entire assembly is up for election in November, so they're concerned about how their voters are going to look at this if they support it. So there are a lot of issues at play here.
In terms of the morality, I mean, New Jersey is also a state that allows a certain amount of gambling. They're doing a lot of online gambling. So how does that morality play out with the citizens of New Jersey?
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, if you're talking about gambling, you can just pick yourself up and go to the place where there is gambling, whereas with marijuana legalization, it's really going to impact life whether you are a user or not. You know, there will be businesses that are set up, marijuana cafes, for example, in the downtown. There will be marijuana advertising. The bill, you know, allows for that during certain hours on, you know, your television. So it's something that people are concerned will more infiltrate their life. There's a lot of concern about young people. You know, we know that vaping is up among young people. There's this concern that making it legal sends the message to them that, oh, it's okay to do it now that it's legalized. And they're very much concerned about that.
Karen, Governor Phil Murphy has called this, or he wants to make this, a, quote, social justice issue. What does he mean by that?
First, I want to just say that term is not really a neutral term. It's a term that's really been used by advocates of marijuana legalization. Folks like the ACLU, civil rights organizations use that term because they see it as an opportunity to mitigate the damage from all those arrests. You know, you get an arrest on your record, it's very difficult to get a job, it's very difficult to find housing. And Murphy has framed this campaign to legalize marijuana as one that will sort of remove the discrimination, the targeting by law enforcement. But, you know, that's a term that I've seen in the last couple weeks, you know, as this vote came closer yesterday. I've seen a lot of pushback on that. And some of it is from the Black legislators who feel like this is not social justice. They feel like this is something that's going to harm their communities more.
I'm speaking with WNYC's New Jersey reporter Karen Rouse about the latest stumbling block for marijuana legalization in New Jersey. Karen, we need to talk about race, obviously. Let's take a listen to Governor Murphy from a press conference you were at.
The fact is, given what we know now, this week alone, more than 600 New Jerseyans, the majority of whom will be persons of color, will be arrested for marijuana possession and will have a criminal record that will hurt their prospects of getting a job or getting an education.
Karen, this is something that we hear quite a bit, particularly when it comes to marijuana reform and legalization, that communities of color were disproportionately impacted, continue to be disproportionately impacted by the criminality of things like marijuana, whereas white communities tend to sort of skate under the radar there. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, the problem really, Tanzina, is not marijuana. It is that there seems to be some sort of targeting in the way the arrests are happening. There seems to be some sort of discrimination that's playing out. That's the reason Black people or brown people are being arrested at higher rates. And so, you know, one of my questions to Governor Murphy was, what else are you doing to try to stop that or to close that gap? Is marijuana legalization the only way? Because, you know, this is a law enforcement issue. You know, I want to know what other things are being done to address that.
Karen Rouse is the New Jersey reporter for WNYC, and she's been covering the effort to legalize marijuana in New Jersey. Karen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tanzina.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.